Now, when I see you work on these ice sculptures, I see you with chainsaws, chisels, sledgehammers. What's your favorite tool?
Oh, you know, I guess it's going to have to be the chainsaw. The chainsaw is by far the one tool we use the most. You know, we can pretty much do most of the sculpting with a chainsaw, and it'll still look pretty good. We like a lot of different tools. I mean, I've got a toy chest is what I call it. It's not a toolbox. It's a toy chest.
Sure.
And it has every bit imaginable that, you know, from a V-bit to a bubble bit that makes round balls, all kinds of fun toys. But primarily the chainsaw is what does most of the big job removal stuff. And you can really get a lot of detail as well.
So the creative process, you get an idea in your head. How does it work from beginning to completion?
Well, you know, a lot of times what we'll do is we want to make sure that we find out what the purpose is from the client. Not so much what their sculpture is. Mm-hmm. We want to know what their theme is, obviously, for the design, but we want to know what the purpose is. Is it to promote a product? Is it to draw people in? Is it a photo backdrop at a wedding? A lot of times people want some place to get their photographs taken with. So we'll find out what the purpose is first and try to make it a purposeful display so it's not just aesthetics, but it has a function at the event. Is it cooling food down? Is it going to be, you know, is it something that somebody just wants to really impress their friends?
Right.
You know, do they want their names engraved in it? So we find out all the different ingredients that go together to make this up. And then we propose two or three different concepts for them to choose from. And a lot of times there's a little back and forth to modify it. But
sure.
At the end, pretty much everything we do is a one-off. There's a lot of things that are very similar, but it's pretty much a custom sculpture every time.
Now, the stuff that you've done in Art Prize, that's more about, you know, specifically what you want to do and you want to create. So are you doing like a sketch before and then you kind of zero in on specifically, you know, how it's going to be created and how it's going to flow?
You know, I think the 3 years that we've been involved in Art Prize, I think each one has been a little different. The first one was just a huge breath of fresh air because we've done ice carving competitions around the world, and we go in, they have a format, a certain amount of ice, a lot of rules, and you have to stick to that to create your sculpture. Art Prize took the cuffs right off, said here, do whatever you want. You mm-hmm. can use ice and crayons and lipstick, whatever you want to do, you put it together and you make a display and that's an Art Prize entry.
Right.
So we really said, hey, what if we could do anything, what would we do? And there was a design of this tiger shark that we had done before, but out of clear ice and a lot different. We said, we would love to see this really animated in color.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't really do color in most environments. It has to be really cold. So we came up with the freezer truck idea by putting a heated, double-paned heated glass window in the back so people can look into the freezer.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That was at the Ford Museum, I believe.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And it was an ability for us to showcase something like that. People could see it. It's cold. They're
mm-hmm.
still warm.
Sure.
And do the color without it just bleeding all over. So that's really where the creation came from on there. And then the next one we were looking more wilderness theme.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed the fact that the kids were our biggest fans the first year. We thought, hey, you know, this is great. The
mm-hmm.
kids are really into it. They're coming back 2 or 3 days in a row, dragging their parents along to see this thing.
Right.
And so we thought, hey, let's do something else that's kid-related and fun. And so that we did the fairy in the woods, the wilderness theme. And then the third year, we actually worked with Grand Rapids Community College. It was
mm-hmm.
kind of a way to give them a presence downtown so that they could kind of promote the college and education. And Rebecca Green is a local artist, and she actually designed the piece last year. So last year was a little interesting because she came to us and said, here's the design, recreate it. So she had a two-dimensional drawing, and we had to recreate that three-dimensionally.
Okay.
Which was a neat challenge because we're recreating someone else's artwork, which is, you know, it's a little bit intimidating, you know.
Sure.
She's really well-respected what she does, and
mm-hmm.
her stuff is very distinctive. It has a very distinctive look to it. And so we had to be respectful of what her theme was and what she, what her sculptures look like, as well as kind of keeping our style of sculpting as well. So
sure.
It was a fun challenge. We're really not sure of the direction this year, though.
So what is the biggest challenge for you when you're sculpting?
You know, I think probably for me the biggest challenge is knowing when to say when.
Okay. You just keep wanting to push yourself?
Yeah, and keep working on. You know, things can be overdone, can be overworked. And with ice sculpting, it's one of those things where I struggle between the artist and the business person. If you create a piece, it looks great, it's exactly what the client wants, and it's done within a certain period of time, these are the formats that you've based
mm-hmm.
your pricing off of.
Sure.
If you continue to work on it for another 12 hours, 14 hours, you've just spent all your profit in extra labor. However, right. It was fun. So it's an interesting thing to have a hobby that's also your employment, because if I stay after work, I don't feel like I'm working late. I feel like this is what I want to do after work.
But that's how it should be for most people.
Exactly. They say if you find a job that you enjoy doing, you'll never work another day in your life.
Oh,
and that's truly
absolutely
where we were at.
This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined by Randy Finch. He's an ice sculptor. He's part of Ice Sculptures Limited, Ice Gurus, and on the show Ice Brigade. Thanks so much for joining us, Randy.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.